9. The key ingredients of success in global business. Key factors of success. 1. Promoting sales through the internet. 2. Outsourcing work overseas for cheap labor. 3. Having a global perspective and cross-cultural competence. 4. Acquiring English proficiency and computer literacy. 10. The pros and cons of the mandatory retirement system. Pros. 1. It is an efficient way to run a company as it can eliminate high labor costs of elderly workforce. 2. It will give more job opportunities to job-seeking young and middle-aged people. 3. It provides a safety net for workers who want to retire because of their declining abilities. Cons. 1. It is a waste of the expertise of elderly workforce. 2. It will cause the problem of age discrimination. 3. Retirement allowance is costly enough to put a strain on corporate finance. 11. The pros and cons of lifetime employment. Pros. 1. It will enhance employees' loyalty by providing job security. 2. It allows companies to secure skilled workforce and their accumulated expertise. Cons. 1. It will increase labor costs because companies cannot decrease or eliminate redundant or unproductive workforce. 2. It will decrease workers' productivity by dampening their competitive spirits. 12. Should the retirement age be raised? Yes. 1. It helps alleviate labor shortage. 2. It gives more job opportunities to people in their 60s. 3. It will help solve the problem of pension crisis. No. 1. Maintaining the current retirement age allows companies to run their business efficiently. 2. Maintaining the current retirement age will give more job opportunities to job-seeking young and middle-aged people. 3. Maintaining the current retirement age will liberate elderly workers from work, thus allowing them to enjoy their life after retirement. 13. Should there be a legally mandated ceiling on weekly working hours? Yes. 1. It will increase employees' work efficiency. 2. It will protect workers from exploitation and abuse. 3. It will encourage workers to spend more time with their family, thus strengthening their family ties. 4. It will reduce labor costs by cutting overtime. No. 1. It will lead to labor shortage. 2. It can weaken solidarity among workers because they spend less time with their coworkers. 14. The pros and cons of telecommuting. Pros. 1. It can save time and money for commuting. 2. It will alleviate traffic congestion and a commuting rush. 3. It will increase job opportunities, especially for homemakers and physically challenged people. Cons. 1. Lack of supervision and distracting factors at home, such as TV, discourages workers from working hard, thus decreasing their productivity. 2. It will decrease interactions with other people, thus hampering the development of people skills. 15. The pros and cons of casual dress. Pros. 1. It contributes to energy conservation. 2. It will increase the productivity of workers engaged in creative jobs. Cons. 1. It will decrease the productivity of workers by undermining their sense of discipline. 2. It will lead to sexual harassment in the workplace. 16. Privatization versus nationalization. Privatization. 1. Pro. It increases productivity through keener competition among companies. 2. Pro. It boosts the economy by allowing private companies to make profits. 3. Pro. It will give consumers more chance to enjoy affordable goods and services of higher quality. Nationalization. 1. Pro. It works for the common good of society regardless of profitability. 2. Pro. It stabilizes the economy through the planned economy. 3. Con. It will undermine the national economy by decreasing the productivity of industries. 4. Con. It can increase the fiscal burden on the government.